Peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Bigger is better. That may not always be the case with everything, but it tends to be the way that our minds look at things. Very few people dream of someday living in an 800-square-foot house. But they do dream of living in a 3,200-square-foot house. And very few men will choose the small drink and the small fries when the large drink and the large fries are the same price. And when cookies are put on a plate, very few children will rush to get the smallest cookies first. And when shopping for an engagement ring, very few women gravitate toward the smallest diamonds. Whether we like to admit it or not, most of the time, most of us feel that bigger is better. And so Jesus addresses this issue in our text today, the first text in our series, "The Kingdom of Heaven is Like." For if bigger is better, then the kingdom of heaven is often going to be misunderstood, overlooked, and ultimately underestimated. For while it may give the appearance of being small and insignificant, it possesses the power and the potential to become a magnificent force in both size and influence. And thus, Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven, the reign of God through Christ, to a mustard seed, which starts out as a very, very small seed, yet which grows to be a very large plant. So too the kingdom of heaven, though it might appear to the disciples as something rather small and even kind of insignificant at the time, at least in influence, especially when compared to the likes of Rome or to Judaism in the first century world, it would flourish and grow and would become a force that not even the gates of hell could overcome. And so it is that the kingdom of heaven on earth began in relative obscurity, with a baby in a manger, and then with a man on a cross. But from that single small beginning, the kingdom grew to touch the lives and win the hearts of people all over the world. People of every tribe and race and nation and language. And it all happened because that man who died on a cross also rose from a grave. And he did it all to forgive us of our sin and to claim us for heaven. And that man's name was Jesus. Through his sacrificial act of love and his miraculous resurrection, a power was unleashed in this world which caused his kingdom to grow and multiply and intensify and flourish. And thus, that kingdom, which started out with just one man, has now become a global force touching the lives of more than 2 billion people throughout the world. And yet, many folks, and maybe even many of us, still regard the kingdom of heaven as a mustard seed. Because our faith is small, because our church is small, because We don't seem to be growing because our influence in our community, in our nation, in our world seems to be insignificant. We tend to doubt the strength and the power that is at work in us and through us. And yet Jesus reminds us in Matthew 17, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain over here, move from here to there, and it will do it. He says also in Matthew 18, where simply two or three come together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Paul says in Romans 8, if God is for us, who can be against us? As an assurance to us that one with God is always a majority. Do not let the size of the kingdom of heaven in our midst or the size of the kingdom of heaven in your heart deceive you. There is power in the mustard seed of a faith. And there is power in the mustard seed of a congregation. Because Christ Jesus is in us and He is among us. And where He is, bigger does not necessarily mean better. Today is obviously Ash Wednesday. It's a day in the church in which we take extra time to reflect upon our sin and to reflect upon our need for God's forgiveness. It's a time for us to recognize the magnitude of our sin and the depth of our depravity so that we might then more fully and more completely understand and see that our salvation is entirely rooted in God's forgiveness and not in our obedience. But in doing that, in focusing in upon the depth and the breadth of our sin, it's sometimes easy to become overwhelmed by the size of our sin. It's easy to begin to wonder and to begin to question if our sin, if my sin, if your sin is perhaps too great. Is it too grievous? Is it too frequent to forgive? Could it be that the kingdom of heaven is too small in my life to conquer the enormity of my sin? Is it possible that the kingdom of heaven is too small in the world to take a stand against the chaos of our society? No, it's not possible. For the kingdom of heaven is always more than meets the eye. Though it may appear to be small, it is mighty among us. Because Jesus Christ still reigns as Lord. And the scriptures assure us that one day, every knee will bow before Him. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So I encourage you, don't be fooled by the seemingly insignificant size of your faith or the seemingly insignificant size of this congregation or of the church in America or even the church in the world. For where God is at work, and where Christ lives and reigns in the hearts of His people, better doesn't need to be bigger. In the name of Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Amen.